Bengal Buzz, a show featuring interviews with noteworthy ISU alumni, students, faculty, and friends. This program is dedicated to exploring and celebrating the individual stories and accomplishments of Bengals.
Program support for KISU's Bengal Buzz is provided by a grant from ISU Credit Union. With offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello, ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto and RV loans, and credit cards, plus over 5,000 shared branches nationwide and much more. Bengal Buzz, supported by ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.
Now the host of Bengal Buzz, Ryan Sargent.
Good evening. Welcome to Bengal Buzz. My name is Ryan Sargent, your host tonight, and I'm very excited about our guests. We've got two students with us tonight, rugby players, Kelton Simons and James Lewis. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have you on the show. Rugby is a great game, the game they play in heaven. So we're going to get into that a little bit here as the evening goes on. But let's get to know the two of you first. So maybe we'll start with you, Kelton.
Yeah, I'll
tell
go.
Us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Yeah, I'm Kelton Simons. I'm a senior at ISU, and I've been playing rugby off and on for about 4 or 5 years here. Started playing rugby back in 2012 for my high school. Well, it was the city league. It was the Portneuf Valley Honey Badgers here in town, and it was the first year that they had that organization for high school.
Yeah, and that includes all the high schools in town?
Right, yeah, because each high school didn't have enough to make their own team. So we had players from Marsh Valley, Arbon Valley, you name it, just around here. But Blackfoot had their own team, so we didn't recruit quite that far. But, yeah, so all the way down into Malad.
Really?
Kids driving in, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, yeah, I first got introduced to ISU rugby when I went and played in Boise for the All-Idaho All-Star Select Team in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really have a choice after that because Coach Ram Eddings showed up to the game and pulled me aside, and he said he'd be seeing me at fall camp. So back in 2012, I showed up to fall camp and started as prop. So it's one of the – I think I was number one, the big guys who always get hit in rugby. And
the big fat ones.
Yep, exactly. And started as a true freshman here, and – my first game was against Air Force Academy in
one of the best teams in the nation. Consistently one of the best teams in the nation.
Exactly. And I just got thrown in. By that point I'd been playing rugby for about 6-7 months.
Oh god.
And that was a nice way to really get introduced to
who won that match?
Oh, it wasn't even a match. It was basically like a high school team playing a pro team. Yeah, we got destroyed. And I got destroyed a couple times. They had some really good talent. But yeah, it was a great experience because after rugby, every match, you have a social where the home team hosts and provides a meal for the away team. And they took us around and toured the Air Force Academy, which is awesome. It's an awesome campus there. And it's a pretty good experience because you can't really take that tour unless you're a student. When to be a student, you have to be in the Air Force. You have to be enlisted.
Yeah.
And so not a lot of people can really get to see all the ins and outs of that campus. So it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome first collegiate match for me.
Yeah. So Kelton, you're American. James is English, and so we're going to hear from James here in a minute, who kind of grew up with rugby.
In my life.
Yeah. But you know, what was appealing to rugby to you, Kelton, when you only, you know, start learning it? When you were a senior in high school.
Yeah.
So I mean, what was appealing about rugby? What do you like about the game?
So, of course, growing up in America, I always played football, American football for James here.
And gridiron.
Right, on the gridiron. And, you know, I was always an offensive lineman, which honestly is, I believe, one of the tougher and probably the worst position to play. You get beat up the most and you get the least recognition for it. And always just... You know,
I don't know, man. I played free safety. I think that's a pretty thankless position, right?
Well, yeah.
You got to be one of the toughest guys on the team to play free safety, I think.
Well, I agree to disagree, I guess. yeah, and so then when the coach for the high school league came in, he was telling us about rugby. I'd never even seen YouTube highlights. Like nowadays you talk to kids and they'll be like, oh, I watched some on the Olympics, or I've seen some YouTube big hit highlights, right? I'd never seen any of that, so rugby was like totally foreign to me. And he's like, well, anybody can run the ball. So after that, I was like, I'm sold. You're telling me I don't just have to stay in one box and just block the whole game? Like, yeah, I can run around and just hit people, play defense, offense, you know, make tackles, run the ball. It's just, it's all the good parts of football put into one position, right? Everybody in rugby, they all play offense, defense. Once you're in the game, you're in. You don't sub out usually.
Not in ISU.
Yeah, especially not here at ISU.
Yeah.
When you're in, you're in. And, that was awesome. That was what really sold me, I think, was just the fast-paced play of the game.
Yeah. Is it a tough transition going from football to rugby?
Going from football to rugby.
Lots of similarities.
Yeah, is pretty easy, honestly. But going from rugby to football, I think, is a harder transition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's especially going, if you went from rugby to maybe an offensive or defensive lineman, would be a pretty hard transition. Maybe running back or something like that would be pretty, it's pretty similar, but.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I think a couple rugby players got drafted last year, right?
Yeah, there was a guy from Tonga. The Eagles, the last pick of the draft, they drafted him. He was 6'8", 300 pounds, and they just drafted him on, hey, let's see if this guy can throw some pads on and run the ball.
Most of those guys, I think, play rugby league, which is similar to American football than rugby union, which is what we play here in the state. But, yeah. So James, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Rugby's always been part of my life because my dad was a rugby coach. So I think the first time I saw rugby was when my dad was coaching his high school team, and I was about 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
And then ever since then, I've just been watching all the games with him. Always watching England play. It's sad to see them lose against Ireland and Wales sometimes, but it happens.
It's been happening more frequently in the last 12 months.
Yeah, it happens. But I think the first tournament I remember was the 2003 when England won that.
Uh-huh.
I just remember my dad pacing up and down the house. But I actually didn't.
See, that was rough for me because I was living in Australia in 2003.
Oh.
And I just barely learned about rugby and was following the World Cup. And
must have had lots of unhappy Australians.
Yeah, I was going to say that England beat Australia in the final off a dropkick. Yep.
Johnny Wilkinson. Yeah. I still remember.
Pretty famous dropkick now.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I still remember that dropkick like it was just yesterday. Yeah. Just watching it in my parents' bedroom. But I actually didn't start playing rugby until I was about 17, 18, 17. When I just was in my last year of high school. I played soccer for most of my life. And then one of my friends said, do you want to play rugby? And when he said play rugby, I thought he meant like PlayStation. Like I didn't know they had rugby in Peru. So I was just like, yeah, sure. So I went to his house, I didn't know that we were actually
going
to go.
You should explain that you were going to high school in Peru and not England. So
my parents are international teachers, so I've just lived around the world. And when I was about to graduate, I was living in Peru at the time. And so I was just chilling at home, and I got this text from my friend asking if I wanted to play rugby in Lima. And I just knew they had it in Markham. I didn't really know one of the biggest schools in Peru, but I didn't really know that they had it anywhere else. So I got the text, and then we headed out, and then it was just like a bunch of these old guys, like in their mid-40s, and then there was like 3 17-year-olds, and then they saw I could pass, and then my other two friends were gone to the newer guy section because they didn't know how to pass. And then I think I did like a week of training with that team.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, under 18 selections are about to happen, and I think you're our biggest candidate. So I had a chance to play for the proven selection, under 18. So I was just like, yeah, cool. I think I'm just going to quit soccer for now and play rugby so I can play for Peru. And then I decided to come to the States because I didn't think I was going to make the rugby team in England. Because they've been playing since they were 5, and I've only been playing like a year. So I thought it would be best if I came to the States and played. So that's why I chose ISU.
Okay, very cool. How did you learn about Idaho State? How did Idaho State become the option of getting into the States?
Well, I first Google searched universities that had rugby teams.
Uh-huh.
And then I just narrowed it down until I to the majors and stuff. But yeah, I first looked up which universities had rugby, and Idaho State was one of them.
Okay.
There was Idaho State, then I was also looking at one in Colorado, Canada, and I think one in the East Coast.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about the game. Most of our listeners are not going to be familiar with rugby. We mentioned, you know, Kelton made the transition from American football to rugby. James made the transition from soccer to rugby. But tell us a little bit about the game. If you were talking to someone who had never watched rugby before, I guess Kelton, let's pretend like we're on the phone with Kelton's grandma. How would you explain, rugby to someone that was unfamiliar with it?
15 people on the field, 30 in total with the two teams. I'd say each team is separated into two sorts of players, forwards and backs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Forwards are more like the offensive and defensive linemen. And then how would you describe backs?
Backs are probably more like the running backs, wide receiver types, corners, safeties.
The small guys.
With a couple linebackers probably mixed in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
centers.
Yeah. And so then you play it on basically a soccer field. Right, same. It's was 100 meters long by 70 meters wide, and they go by meters, not yards.
Yeah. So bigger than a football field.
Yeah, bigger than a football field.
I'd say just bigger than a football field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's 2 40-minute halves with a 10-minute halftime, so no timeouts, not like football. It's not start and stop. It's go 100%, 40 minutes, 10-minute halftime, 40 more minutes.
The only timeouts when someone gets injured.
Yeah, and even then, it's really difficult to get the
play. There's got to be a break in the game before it stops. Right,
exactly. You don't. They'll just keep playing on without. Like you can search in this last sevens rugby circuit that's going on right now. The Team USA, one of their guys broke his arm mid play, and they just kept playing around him. The medics came on the field, and didn't stop the game, and his arm was just dangling there. And so that's how rugby goes. It's
all these parents are thinking, I'm gonna let my kid play for the Honey Badgers now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's great, but no, injury doesn't really happen too often. Everybody's trying to be more cautious because nobody has pads on like in football or some of those other sports. So everybody's trying to protect their own body more and play smarter.
And also, you barely even feel the hits during the game because of just all the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, I'll feel probably a hit from, like, a bigger guy. Like, I'll feel that. But, like, 5 minutes later, like, I'm on to the next play. Like, I just have to keep going. Like, you don't feel it.
And probably one of the biggest things in rugby as opposed to football is that you can't pass the ball forward. The ball, when you pass it, has to go sideways or backward. And you can kick the ball mid-play, kind of like soccer. And that's the only time the ball can move forward is when you kick it. And other than that, it's all running the ball forward.
Yeah, so a lot of strategy.
Yeah, a lot of strategy.
Trying to figure out the holes in the opposing team.
If you know how to use kicking properly, then it's a very strategic game.
Right, and I think there was an interview by, what's his name, Henry Cavill, the Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Where they asked him, when he came to the States and started, acting and getting really big over here, what was better, rugby or American football? And he said that they're totally different because American football is more like chess where you start and stop and you can kind of have time to work out a strategy and,
Think
about your next move. But in rugby, it's constantly flowing. So you kind of have to think on your feet and set things up as you're playing it.
And it's more player driven, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you, there's not an opportunity for coaches to call in plays, for example.
Well, if you do a bad play, you're going to hear it from the coach.
Sure.
Right, but in football, you'll have the offensive coordinator who's up in whatever the box office watching and, analyzing the defense, and he'll be radioing down to the head coach or, everybody's radioing to each other, which is when I played football here at Idaho State, which was what really surprised me because I'd been playing rugby 6 years. I hadn't played football, so I didn't really, I didn't have the mindset. I still was thinking about rugby, and when I found out that there was all these different coaches radioing each other during the game, it baffled me.
Yeah. Yeah, very different. I mean, even so the Six Nations is going on right now, probably the
biggest rugby tournament.
Yeah, other than the World Cup, right? The biggest other than the World Cup. But you see the coaches sitting up watching the game. Box. But no real communication to their players, no play calling.
Well,
no.
So they've got someone down at the bottom. It's normally an assistant coach.
Yeah, for reserves and stuff to go in. But.
And then they're talking to him, but that's it.
Yeah. Right, yep.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just a much different.
It's barely any communication from coach to players. It's just like there's that middleman, and that's it.
Uh-huh. When I was learning about rugby, what I found helpful was to understand that American football was derived from rugby. And so you see a lot of the same, especially kind of an older rugby language, a lot of the positions were the same, called the same thing that we would call.
I actually think that when the English came over and they were introducing the sports, I think they didn't know exactly what they were talking about, and they just mixed soccer and rugby together and formed American football.
Oh, really?
That's what I think happened. Because just like, how do you get like the term football in there?
Yeah.
Like the ball's a foot long, but, and then the term touchdown, like you don't touch it down, but in rugby you do touch it down.
Yeah. Yep.
But I do think you originally did touch it down in American football, which is why it was called touchdown.
Oh, okay.
But you've got the touchdown, you've got, you know, the line of scrimmage, you got a scrum or scrummage in rugby. Yeah.
Right.
You know, the CFL, Canadian Football League. Until the 60s was called, it had rugby in the name. I think it was called the Canadian Rugby Football League, but they were playing, you know, in an American style.
Right, I think down
football.
In the Southern Hemisphere, they still call it rugby football or like Australian football, but it's more like rugby. So
Aussie rules?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Aussie rules is derived from rugby, but pretty different.
It's wild stuff, but yeah.
I've never played Aussie rules.
Yeah, they're more intertwined than people think, really. Mainly because I don't think a lot of people know about rugby too deeply here in America.
Yeah.
But I think if they did, there'd be a lot more correlation than what's commonly given.
But until the forward pass was adopted in the States, I mean, it was pretty much rugby.
Mm-hmm. You know? Really, yeah.
Yeah, because you only got that one forward pass in American football, which could technically be a kick in a rugby. But yeah, whenever I talk to Americans about rugby, they either don't know what the sport is, or they love it.
So tell us a little bit about rugby at Idaho State. What's, you know, tell us about the program, about the club.
Yeah, well, James is actually the club president, so I'll let him talk about the club a little bit.
So it's we play Division I rugby at Idaho State, right? USA Rugby is the...
Well, right now we're going into another conference because the other one got dissolved 2 years
ago. Yeah, it got dissolved.
Yeah, the other one got dissolved like 2 years ago. So we're actually moving to another conference in Colorado, and we would actually be moving to Division II, and we would be facing Utah State, Weber are trying to get in it, Montana State are in it, and those are the only teams that Ram told me about, Coach Ram.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'd still be facing teams around this area, which is normally who we face. Weber's probably the team we face the most, with Southern Utah when we face them if they don't cancel.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the team here has been around since the '90s.
It's been going on for more than 20 years now.
Yeah.
Coach Ram started it up.
Yep, Coach Ram. He's actually in the USA Rugby Hall of Fame, so we're really lucky to have a coach with his knowledge and experience and expertise coaching us here. He coached for a while, probably 15, 16 years, and then or more maybe. But then he retired, actually, and we had another coach who used to be a player here. He stepped up and took the coaching position. But this last summer, he actually just moved back to California. So Ram came out of retirement to start coaching again. And it's been great. Ram's a fantastic coach, and he puts his heart and soul into the program here.
He's had some real success,
yeah.
You know, at Idaho State as well. Right, I mean, I remember when I was in school.
Did they make it to the final of the playoffs?
They made it to the Elite Eight, so the top,
yeah.
They were the
they
top
made it really
eight,
far.
Seven or eight, team in the nation back in, I forget what year it was.
It was like 2012. It was like a year before I got here.
Yeah,
I think it was when I was in school.
Yeah,
I graduated in 2009.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say, I thought it was like
there.
Seven or eight.
Yeah.
07, 08 is when they made.
I've been misinformed.
But yeah, the, over in the Reed's gym, right when you walk through the gates on the left hand side, there's a the little case they have there in the, on the wall, and there's a bunch of the rugby memorabilia and just information about the club right there. If anybody is interested in going and just like looking at it, you got pictures of the old teams when they would make it to the national playoffs, and hopefully someday soon we'll have our team's picture in there too, going big. So
yeah, Rams Hall of Fame photos there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if we've got some students listening right now, what's the best way for them to get involved with the rugby program here at ISU?
Yeah, so that's probably the best way is to go to the campus rec center, and it, you know, you can tell them, there's flyers all over campus. If you've probably seen them, you just don't recognize them. But there's rugby flyers have my name, email, phone number, Coach Ram's name, email, phone number. You can contact either of us, or you can just go to Shelby at campus rec, and she can get you in contact with.
So is it open to all students?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
part time and full time.
Yeah, exactly. I believe. Any skill level. Any grade level in school, anything. We always love teaching guys, new guys, how to play, and always looking for someone who can add some depth to our roster and some experience.
Yeah. So open to everybody. Yeah. You don't need to know about rugby.
No, if you don't need to know, we'll teach it to you.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. What kind of athletes, in your experience, have translated best into rugby players? Is it football players, soccer players?
I've had wrestling.
Wrestling, and yeah, probably soccer, I think, because there's a lot of running in rugby. There's hits. You make hits. But football players are good, but the tackling style is different in rugby, right? So as long as they're willing to, you know, kind of change the way they tackle and how the way they hit, there's no shoulder charges.
It's just positioning before the tackle. That's it.
Yeah, and so.
That's the only difference. Yeah.
You have to wrap up, you know.
Exactly, which I think the NFL is getting more and more strict every year on tackling. So I know a lot of colleges, universities around the states have actually brought in rugby coaches to teach better tackling technique. And so it's probably you'll be seeing a lot more transition in the next couple of years probably between rugby and football. But, yeah, honestly, any sport, you just got to – it's a mindset, I feel like. You just got to be tough mentally. Yeah, you just got to be strong. And so as long as you could play – you could have never played a sport before in your life. As long as you're just determined and you just got that mindset, I think anybody would make a great rugby player.
Football players are normally good. The only thing is that since rugby's not a stop-start game, they just get really tired.
It's like conditioning. Huh?
Yeah, they get tired in like the first 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we're here on Bengal Buzz. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Kelton and James who are you know, captains and leaders on the rugby program here at Idaho State. We've had a good discussion about rugby, about the game, and also what the program's like here at Idaho State. So both of you have dedicated a lot of time in your time here at college to rugby. What's your favorite memory as an Idaho State rugby player? Is there a game that sticks out, or a play that just made it all worth it?
I'd say, like, I've had good games and stuff and, like, good plays. But what sticks out to me is just, like, the memories with the team, like, going on trips and stuff. The funniest things tend to happen on trips.
Yeah, I think rugby players have a unique personality compared to other athletes out there. And so when you get a group of them together, I think things you can never have a dull moment at a rugby tournament. If anybody listening ever has an opportunity to go to a rugby tournament, there's tournaments in Utah, Boise, Montana.
Weekend.
Yeah, it's well worth it. I would you'll never forget those experiences you'll make at those tournaments. And but yeah, favorite memory for me probably just starting here and starting my journey. I look back and just, you know, how much progression I've made and the team's made. That's a great memory for me.
Yeah. One thing that I like about rugby that I think's a little unique to rugby is this kind of gentleman sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. And so the games are rough. I think there's a lot of tension when the game's being played. But afterwards, normally both teams, you know, go to the center of the field and link shoulders together and take a bow. And, and then, like was mentioned earlier, there's always a social afterwards. So the home team will provide a meal to the visiting team and you hang out for a little bit. And I think that culture is so neat about rugby and unique. You know, you don't see
that in any other sport.
Yeah.
You know, like you never really see the two teams coming together at the end. Suddenly they go their separate ways, and like the winners celebrate winning, and the losers,
get yelled at by their coach, or have a lunch,
just feel bad.
But that's not how it is in rugby.
No,
I think it's
come together as one.
A pretty neat culture. So you're both upperclassmen. What are you studying? What are your plans after college?
Yeah, so I'm a senior. I'm graduating this semester with a degree in economics. The next step, I think, for me is I'm going to try and get in the MBA program here at Idaho State. And,
very cool.
Yeah, and play rugby one more year. I think I could get my MBA done in about a year. And then after that, try to pursue rugby, and obviously not the collegiate level anymore because I'll be graduated, but there's some teams down
Utah
in
Warriors.
Utah. Yeah, Utah Warriors, the pro team down there in Salt Lake.
Colorado had two,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah, they have
Glendale.
And Texas, Portland, Seattle, California, they all have pro teams. So, yeah, probably try to get picked up by one of them. Keep honing my skills and see if I can make that happen. If not, then maybe I'll just go work at a car lot or something. Yeah.
Kelton owns and operates a business right now.
I do, yeah.
So if you ever need masonry work and want to find somebody local to do that, Kelton's your man. Yeah,
if you ever need your chimney repaired or anything like that.
So, James, what's your plans?
I'm majoring in sports management and minoring in psychology. My plans, I might go to London and get a job there for a little bit since my sister's there already. I might stay in the States if I can get a green card or a U.S. working visa. So we'll just see what happens in the next year or so with my plans, because I don't really know for sure right now.
Yeah. You don't need to know, right? It all works out.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. You have any closing remarks before we wrap up?
If you are interested in rugby, feel free to contact us, like we've said. You'll never regret it. Like Ryan already said here, that rugby's a game they play in heaven. So
that's right.
You might as well
learn it here.
Yeah, exactly. So when you get there,
it's already ready when you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Rugby's awesome. We look forward to keep on playing and building this program up, and not just here, but statewide, nationwide. We really want to see rugby get a foothold in America and become number one.
I think everyone should try rugby at least once. Well, at least try a game once just to see what it's like, because they just like judge it without even knowing what it is. They just hear rugby and they just hear like tough sport.
The thing I hate the most is when people say, "Oh, I'm not big enough for rugby."
It's almost an advantage.
Kelton's sitting here; he weighs like 120 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like half his size, maybe one quarter. Like, you barely feel the hits, like, even from the big guys, because you're just, like, the adrenaline's pumping, so you'll feel it later, but you can just drink beer.
Big part of rugby.
Well, great, guys. Thanks for coming on the show. Again, you can learn more about ISU Rugby, find them on Facebook or one of their flyers, or contact Coach Ram Eddings to get involved. But thanks for being on, and go Bengals.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
Join us for Bengal Buzz on KISU-FM the first and third Mondays of each month at 7 p.m. during the academic school year. For more information or audio of this episode or others, visit KISU on Facebook. Search KISU-FM 91 Public Radio.